Justice Clement, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So the Michigan Supreme Court is releasing a report looking at the effectiveness of the Swift and Sure Sanctions Probation Program and of some problem-solving courts as well. Just to begin, can you tell us about that Swift and Sure program? What does it do and how does it differ from typical probation programs?
Absolutely. So the Swift and Sure program is relatively new. We started in 2012 with just four courts, and now we have 25 circuit courts that are involved in the program. And what it does is it targets medium to high-risk felony offenders. So these are felony offenders that have routinely violated probation or have failed probation in one way or another. And the program is designed to have a much more rigorous impact on the offender to keep them on track and to keep them from reoffending. What the goal of it is to have more certain sanctions so that an offender that's in the program knows that if they violate their probation, they know what the consequence is going to be. And that could be an immediate short-term jail sentence. So if they offend, they know that they could go right to jail for 1, 2, 3 days. And the goal is to get them back on track so that instead of an offender that is in regular probation that might continually violate probation without those immediate sanctions, this says if you make a bad decision and you violate your probation guidelines, this is going to be the immediate impact of it with the goal of getting them refocused and back on track.
So it almost sounds like it's an early intervention of sorts.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And what we've seen is that early intervention, especially with medium to high risk offenders, is very effective because it focuses them. And early on, they know, oh, I can go to jail for this. So they're less likely to continue to violate their probation.
This sounds like it's a good thing for both the people on probation because it does help them stay focused. And then at the same time, it's helping keep people from reoffending and going back to prison.
Absolutely. So what we've seen with participants in the Swift and Sure program is that we have two key statistics that I'd like to share. Number one is unemployment. With the graduates from this program, unemployment was reduced by more than two-thirds. And I think that that's very significant because we know that if an individual is able to get a job and keep a job, their life is heading in the right direction and they're less likely to go back to the bad behaviors and the criminal activity that got them involved in the justice system to begin with. And in addition to that, we have an increase in drug and alcohol testing. And so the graduates of this program, on average, were tested with 201 drug and alcohol tests while they were in the program, and nearly 100% of them passed. So it's that consistency that is leading us to these results.
So how many people are participating in this program now?
There are currently more than 1,200 Swift and Sure probationers in the 25 circuit courts around the state.
So with this report coming out today looking at the effectiveness of Swift and Sure, it's also looking at some other specialty programs that are offered at other Michigan courts. Can you tell us a bit about some of those programs? What do they do? Who do they target?
Absolutely. So we have a number of problem-solving courts in Michigan in addition to the Swift and Sure probation program. We have drug courts, we have sobriety courts, we have mental health treatment courts, and veteran courts. And we have seen success across the board with the problem-solving courts. I spoke about unemployment. What we've seen, just for example, with the drug court graduates, is that unemployment was drastically reduced. So 100% among a drug court graduates, unemployment was reduced, and by more than 75% with sobriety court graduates. So what we're seeing is that these problem-solving courts that target specific issues that an offender has and getting them the resources that they need are showing drastic improvement with unemployment as well as reoffense rates. So when we look at whether or not an offender that is part of a problem-solving court and they graduate after 2 years, we look at their data. And we see that adult drug court graduates were more than 3 times less likely to reoffend. Sobriety court graduates are more than 5 times less likely to reoffend. So this is not only an improvement for the individuals that are graduating from these programs, but also the communities that they live in. If they're not reoffending, we see less crime in the community, as well as lower incarceration rates and costs.
Well, Justice Elizabeth Clement, it's been a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.